Everything you hear in this episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. Just remember, by self-reflecting, you will find the true path with heart, and end all suffering.
Seen hand that knows absolutely what consciousness is, who are experts in that fact. You're walking around couldn't care less. You're waiting for the next movie to come out and the next fashion and all that, what Hollywood's going to do next. But there's people there who have a thorough understanding of human consciousness, human psyche, human libido, and they're working on it 24/7 to feather their own nests and also to keep man in servitude, man whom they think is their creation. They think of man as just being one of their own, like somebody treats a pet. If you actually watch how people mostly treat their pets, or when we really watch it, you'll find that the pet is a slave. Well, we have people ruling this society who think of human beings as pets and slaves. Yeah, they provide you with some food and they take you for a walk now and again, but they basically hear that you are a pet and you'll be told where to sit and where to go and what to do. That should be obvious to people by now. But these individuals don't really have any fear of us. Well, they do have fear of us to the extent that they know if we were awakened what we could do.
I'm deeply troubled that a very vague, emotionally stated, semi-theologically defined diagnosis of the central global menace is obscuring our national ability to comprehend the historically unprecedented challenge which is being posed in our time by a massive global political awakening, and thus is obstructing our ability to deal effectively with the global political turmoil that this awakening is generating.
So their motive of why they would want to dumb down people is also highly practical. Remember, these people are very, very practical. They may be evil, but they're also very practical. They know that you don't want a massive, intelligent, free-thinking, self-aware, proactive, deeply concerned, spiritually empowered people. That's the worst threat that they can imagine. So they have to. It's very practical for them to keep people, one leash for one neck, everybody in a complete sense of consent, with the illusion
Welcome back to episode 199 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. So a lot going on in the world. I'm seeing that Northeast and New York and Staten Island and I guess Boston and such, 3 days of rain and flooded out, and I have family members and everything like that that were affected by that back up in Jersey. So it's not good, but it's good to be back podcasting and kind of paying attention to everything that's going on around us right now as the elites try to unfold their little Pandora's box of wizardry, sorcery, and mind control on us. Nothing new here, nothing here to see. Just keep moving on. Keep moving forward, Sonny boy. Just get off the street corner because this doesn't concern you. And it's sad, but a lot of people have that attitude. You know, it's like they see all of these different things unfolding, but yet they're concerned about, you know, the football season that's coming up, and are they going to get the replacement quarterback that they need while the whole planet's collapsing, you know? But I see more and more people that are waking up to this illusion, to this, not really illusion, to this entrapment that they're doing, to this mental slavery that they're putting upon us. And it's good. It's refreshing to see that. I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts and hearing, you know, actually and echoing, you know, through different speakers, people are talking about how this government is set up and how they protect themselves, like written into the law, like where, like the UN and such cannot be held for, what do they call that, diplomatic status, where you can't, that type of deal. You know, I'm not an attorney, but they were talking about how odd it was the way all of our laws were written just to shield them from persecution. However, anything that goes down or any taxes you don't pay immediately, you're going to be paying a fine or getting locked up or whatever the case might be. And the way it was written, and they said that it was almost diabolically genius, like the way it was done, because the choice of words and how there's a consistency to all of how all of these laws were written. And, you know, with backdoor exits for them and the ability to flip-flop. It's just, they said, and it was amazing how it was done, but we're suffering from the result of that right now. And the worst thing that you can do as a free-thinking person is to buy into that. That's the illusion, you know, what they're putting in front of us. And then the next step would be, obviously, to address how they're trying to unfold these plans upon us. And it's affecting our children and it's affecting our livelihood and everything. You know, this is ridiculous what they're doing, sending all of this money to the Ukraine, and it's just money laundering scheme, if you ask me. But what do I know, right? I'm just a little podcaster. I will say, as a side note, the podcast has been doing pretty good. You know, I always hit spikes here and there where my listens go up and such, but as of late, like the past few, especially the past few weeks, it's been doing pretty good. So I appreciate that. I'm getting listeners from all over the world. I mean, I could start mentioning countries and such, but, you know, I'm doing good, man, you know? And that's something really to be appreciated. And I find myself ranking pretty high in the USA, too. USA, Great Britain, Ireland, just a bunch of countries, man. It's really Canada. So it's comforting, you know, to know people are listening and getting a message. And I'm getting people, you know, requesting my book, The Academy of Liberation Handbook 1 and 2, which is free. If you email me, I'll respond back to you with the PDF of the book, Handbook 1 and 2, and the MP3 so you can listen to it. And that's free. You don't go on a mailing list or anything like that. And I also have an Instagram, which is Alpha Male Buddhist, so you can check out my content on there, which is pretty enlightening. You know, they closed on my YouTube, but I opened up another one. It's called Knowledge Hobo, H-O-B-O, Knowledge Hobo. And I got one or two things on there, but, you know, I'm afraid that if I put the wrong thing up, they're going to cancel that channel too. So I've been kind of gun shy of getting back on YouTube and putting content there. But I have one or two clips that are interesting on there. So, yeah, man, like I said, lately I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts, and it's like these speakers are strike. I don't have their names in front of me, but I know one of them was, oh boy, Macroaggressions with Charlie Robinson. That was one. And I can't remember the other one right off the... Oh, it was Christian, Last American Vagabond. He had a guest on, and the guy just kind of blew me away, like what he was saying and the truths he was coming out with. So you might want to check that out. That's Last American Vagabond. I think it's Ryan Christian. So you might want to go check that out. Yeah, the world is like upside down, but you know, you what is there that you can do that's going to affect a change or a difference in your day to day? You know, because really the only thing as resulting from all of this is to have a negative impact on you. So then again, that's why you're not attaching to this at all. You're looking at it as all of this political strife and everything that's going on right now. It's like they're offering you a gift, but you don't want the gift, and then you're not attaching to this gift. So what you're going to do is refuse the gift and hand it back with zero suffering and zero attachment. No thank you, and here's your gift back. No thank you. Thank you very much, you know. Because it's so easy to run off the train tracks and, you know, anger and everything like that. And that, again, at that point when they have you in that state, they have control over you. So the most important thing really right now is to talk to your friends and try to get as many people woken up as possible. Not woke, but woken up as possible to bring them aware. It's funny because contingent upon what you say to them, you might turn them off, or they might turn around and say, oh, you're a kook, and are you crazy? This is, you know, whatever. Obama, how could you say something bad about him? You know, all that crap. He was so nice. People are so asleep. The war continues to rage, and we just continue to be the victims of the evil plans for us. But again, I'm trying to keep away from being negative, man. I laugh because I have no choice. What are you going to do, right? Like, they're putting it over on you. What am I going to sit and cry? Because that's really going to feed more into their plans against me. So, you know, they say, and it's the truth, I hear that laughter is like one of the healthiest things that, you know, you can do. Like, it just changes your whole physiology when you laugh. So sometimes I just choose to laugh about this crap. So again, you know, so I don't suffer further from it. But that's a choice that you all got to make for yourselves, man, and try to get into your studies and figure out really the mechanics of everything that's taking place today and what has been taking place since time eternal, you know, going back 2,000, 3,000 years to the Egyptians and the ancient Egyptian and ancient Greece and philosophy with Plato and Socrates and Aristotle and Alexander the Great and, you know, Alexandria with, Carthage with Hannibal and, you know, the Roman Empire and, you know, all of that fun, the Germans and, you know, all of those Germanic tribes and the Picts and the Hittites and all of those wars in Europe, Genghis Khan. Like, history is so rich. I don't understand the people. They can just sit and go over the same thing over and over again. It's funny. I just got, the other day, like a month ago, I found a set of Encyclopedia Britannica leather-bound, like the good one, with the additional years, 1967, which is crazy. My dad died in 66, you know? But 1967, and it's weird. I go in there to read stuff, and it's kind of like a lot of what they have written in there, you're not going to read. Now, that's why they say when you could find old books, it's good to pick them up, because there's more truth in the older the book gets. But when I was a kid, I used to read Funk and Wagnall. I used to read the Encyclopedia for fun, you know, just for entertainment and knowledge, you know. It's important, man. It's a search that you have to continue on and make an effort to have an understanding of all of these different things that are going on. Like, how could you possibly just be so one-dimensional and not care, you know, about what's going on, right? And especially learning about yourself and who you are and great people that came before you that you might be able to learn from them, right? That's why it's good, you know, if you get my book, my handbook 1 and 2, Academy of Liberation. I have a lot of notes in there and references to listeners, speakers that I listen to and movies that I've watched and authors that I've read, you know? So you get a quick head start on that. But yeah, this is just an episode to catch up and everything like that. So I definitely do want to thank you for listening and praise Jesus' name.
Sister, Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.